It's 11 minutes past five. I radio in the afternoon. Dave and Fionnuala with you. Our musical guest today sounds like this. Some play the game, others completely change it. And our guest today utterly shaped it. Over the past 25 years, he has paved the way for countless budding DJs in this country and across the world. The first in the world to play a solo DJ concert in a stadium. Athens 2004, he became the first DJ in the world to play an Olympic Games opening ceremony. Many of his tracks will go down as utter classics in the annals of dance music, and he continues to this day. Our guest is none other than Tiësto.
Hey guys.
Tiësto, get married, brought a beautiful child into the world. How has the last 12, 18 months been for you? Highs and lows, I would imagine.
Yes, highs and lows. And I mean, not that many lows, I mean, except for the lockdown. And, you know, it's just bad for everybody, for the world. But, you know, I'm a guy that see everything as the glass is half full. So I look at the positive things of life, and to have this time off and to spend time with my wife and my beautiful child who was born 2 months ago, and to live up to through the pregnancy during COVID and everything. It was just really really nice to be together, and it was awesome, basically.
Yeah. You know the way, like, it's fairly well documented, babies, you know, you'd be playing music for them. Were you playing your tunes for your child before they were born?
Oh yes, it was really funny because the first track she ever heard when she in the womb was The Business. Let's get down business. Because I finished the track in April, and I played it very loud in the car, and then she started kicking in the she started kicking her mom. So we were like, oh, she either likes it or she hates it. We'll find out later.
Oh, that's brilliant. A baby banger. I love
it. Absolutely.
Tiësto, your contribution to dance music cannot be overstated. Have you ever considered writing your own autobiography? Because the people you've met, the things you've achieved, the festivals, the events you've played, the places you've been, have you ever thought of putting it down in writing?
Maybe in the future, I'll think about it. But you know, I'm still living. I'm still right in it. I'm living the dream, and you know, it's incredible. Like my career has been amazing. The people I've met, like you said, you know, from Ibiza to Las Vegas, and all around the world. I've played in Australia, China, everywhere, and seen so many things and met so many people and so many DJs. And yeah, it's been incredible. I don't know if it's incredible to read for people, but for myself, it's been an amazing journey.
When you've achieved so much and done so much, what is the motivation to keep going and keep creating?
Well, I think it's just for everybody different, but I think I just see it as that I lived a dream, you know, and I still do. You know, everything I do it because I love it, and I don't do it because I have to do it, or I make a lot of money with it, or it's my motivation is I really enjoy what I do. And I think when you really enjoy what you do, you never get tired, you never realize you're working, you never realize what time it is, you're just happy. And you know, to get the appreciation from so many people around the world, and when when you play live for them on a show and you see them going off, you know, that's just an epic feeling. That it's very unique, and only a few people in the world can feel that, because not many people get that chance. So for me, you know, I'm just very happy with everything.
And it shows, and it has shown for so many years. Going back to your first festival, your first, say, massive gig in 1999, and there is that beautiful moment, and it's delightful that it was caught on film at the time, where you come off stage and you're just overwhelmed with emotion. And you could see it from that day, and you can see it to this day listening to you, how much this life and this career that you live means to you.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It's been really incredible, and also to have now again a big hit like 30 years later, it's just pretty amazing. And I think I'm very lucky that you know, back in the days when I started DJing, things didn't go that fast. You know, I worked for 1 year and I played the small clubs in Holland and in Belgium. And then I started getting big in Norway and in Ireland. And it grew slowly. And the new generation DJs, you know, they make one song and they're right away super famous, playing 200 shows on the biggest festivals in the world. And I think that's a huge different impact. So every year it's been gracefully getting up better and better for me. And I think that's why I've been around for such a long time, because every year I had something new, exciting to look forward to. And you know, some people get everything at once and then, you know, you can might burn out or something.
The man, the myth, the legend, one of the world's greatest ever DJs, Tiësto, on the show. We now interrupt this interview for a 1 minute interval. Where we put to Tiësto, what outside of music, DJing and producing does he like to entertain himself with?
Yeah, well, that's kind of a tough question, because it takes up 80% of my time, probably. You know, it's very time consuming, and it always has been, because there's so much stuff you need to do between producing and keeping up with everything and the music and then the DJing and the traveling. But you know, I always enjoyed sports a lot. You know, I always loved to play football, you know, back in the days. And I was a big football fan. And when I was 14 years old, I dreamt about a football career, you know, playing for a big football team in Holland. That was my goal. But got fell in love with the music and the nightlife. And I was like, I can't get up at 7 in the morning when I'm out till 5 in the morning. So that career was pretty much done after that.
Well, I don't think you've done too badly at the DJing and the music side of things.
Yeah, the career move was probably for the best.
We can all dream. I was only talking last week about the possibility of going back to Gaelic football here in Ireland. I've been out running and trying to get fit. So maybe you could go back to football and I'll go back to Gaelic football.
I think at this point I might be maybe able to be just a coach. So hopefully I have kids in the future that like football, and then like my daughter, I can teach her. You know, in America they call it soccer, of course, and it's really popular for girls. So I think I might be her coach in football here.
I think that'd be surreal, going dropping your kid to soccer, as you say, they call it in America. Is that Tiësto on the sideline?
Yeah, that's gonna happen. They're like, yes, that's me. Let's get down to business.
Blasting out the tunes to the kids trying to play football. Let's get down to business. Come on.
Arriving at the training camp, blasting the music, windows open. Let's go, guys. Let's go.
Well, that's it. You've got the perfect motivational tunes, because actually I was just having a little bit of a creep on your Instagram a little bit earlier on, and I saw that you teamed up with One Peloton for the kind of like workout series and providing the motivational tunes. So no better man than yourself, Tiësto, to sort that out.
Yeah. No, well, you know, I always love sports, and I think dance music in general is really uplifting for athletes. I know a lot of athletes in hockey and in football and everything. They listen to my music before a game, you know, they have the headphones on and they get pumped up. And also like the UFC fighters and stuff, they have their walk-in song on, a Adagio for Strings back in the days and stuff. So it really pumps you up when you listen to good dance music.
It absolutely does. And once again, we cannot overstate the contribution you've made to dance music. And it's said about a lot of people, but it really does apply to you. You were a groundbreaker and a pioneer in what you've done. So for all us little DJs playing in nightclubs, well, no longer in the pandemic, but when we get back to there, we have a massive debt to you, Tiësto.
Well, I'm flattered, man. Like, thank you.
And he continues to break ground as I try and reel in the fanboy in me, Tiësto, living legend. God bless you. I wanted to be like you. I still do.
I think you did really well holding in the fanboy tendencies. So congrats.
If I never interview him again, I'll know that he told the record label to keep me well away from him. He continues to do the business. This is his latest, Tiësto, on iRadio.
Let's get down, to business.
Dave and Fanula.
iRadio. With Tesco, weekdays from 3 on iRadio.